And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Jen and Truda for Tuesday, the 30th of January. Good morning, everybody.
I did not realize that today is officially National Plan Your Vacation Day.
I didn't realize there was such a day.
January 30th is the day. So there are a lot of articles floating around telling you why you really need to take time off and how people have all this unused vacation time that they don't use and we should. I agree. Yes. Let's all use our vacation time.
And do we not have the perfect way for people to use that vacation time by joining us in Orlando, Florida?
The KC-1021 Dream Trip. We will be broadcasting live from Disney World, July 30th through August 3rd. And because we're going and bringing along so many people, Suitcase of Dreams has put together these packages so that you can go along with us. And you don't have to go those exact dates. They're somewhat flexible, the end of July into early August. So if you want to go to Disney World and you thought, man, there's no way. We can't afford that. It's too overwhelming. There's too much. I'm telling you, A, they will put it all together for you. So you don't have to really do the work of the planning.
Mm-hmm.
You just pack your bags.
Right.
And when you see the prices of the packages they've put together, you're going to go, oh. Oh, I could actually do that. I could make that happen.
Yeah. You know what? Honestly, I mean, we didn't know that we would ever go to Disney or ever make it. And then when you told me about going last year, it just seemed really complex to me. The fast passes and the meal plans and all that stuff. And
sure.
The beauty of Suitcase of Dreams is that they put all that stuff together and take care of that for you.
And it sounds intimidating, but honestly, once you get down there and you start going through everything, you're like, oh, okay, so I'm riding rides and I'm eating meals. Like, it's, you know, you're just on vacation.
Just point me the way.
Yeah, exactly.
So either.
So all the details are up at KC1021.com. Seriously, at least just go and look at the prices once you, you know, get to their website and see it. Give them a call. And if you want to be on our plane, which I don't honestly know if I recommend that, if you want to be with us on a plane, you have to book the trip by February 9th to ensure that you have a spot on our plane. Look, to be honest, we got a lot of kids.
No, this is great.
We're
Look what's going to happen. I'm going to take the kazoo.
Nope.
We're going to have a sing-along basically all the way down there.
Mm, all Disney songs?
I'm going to talk the stewardess into giving me the little microphone thing.
No.
And all the way down, we'll sing songs and have fun.
Now I want a different plane.
Maybe we'll do our show over the intercom of the plane. So we'll play some games, have an impossible question.
We'll be flying out on Sunday, July 29th. But again, just go KC1021.com.
I will be flying out on the 28th, is what she said.
That's kind of what I'm aiming for. It's a nice, quiet section of a plane.
True to be there on Saturday. We'll see you there.
Those noise-canceling headphones. Yeah, something like that. What else is today? Well, President Trump thinks that tonight's State of the Union address will be a good one. At the White House yesterday, Trump said...
Somebody does.
It would be a big and important speech that will cover a lot of territory. The State of the Union address is set for about 8 o'clock tonight. Trump plans to talk about immigration reform, the strong economy, and the big Republican tax cut bill that he signed last month.
Is there a drinking game that we can play? Can we find a drinking game at the State of the Union?
Anytime he talks with his hands,
right,
take a drink.
Anytime Wall is mentioned, you chug. Or...
Is he still on a huge kick, or is that kind
I
of...
I think that kind of
was
is
that
over.
More like, with the build up to... We'll have to find that out. We'll figure out what he's into
we'll find
now.
One.
A Houston police officer who went the distance to help hundreds of people during Tropical Storm Harvey is on his way to the Super Bowl. Officer Norbert Raymond worked 12-hour shifts in the floodwaters while battling stage 4 colon cancer. Courtesy of Papa John's, the 55-year-old officer received tickets to the big game yesterday. It's just the latest athletic highlight for the 24-year-old veteran. Last October, Academy Sports and Outdoors gave the officer tickets to Game 4 of the World Series. And fewer people are tuning in to watch the Grammys. Sunday night's 3.5-hour presentation of the 60th Grammy Awards on CBS brought in 19.81 million viewers, which is a 24% drop from last year. That's pretty big.
Wow.
The lowest number since 2009. Some of the songs performed on Sunday night's Grammy Awards, though, enjoying huge sales increases. According to music industry experts, the tracks performed on the show collectively earned a nearly 330% uptick in download sales in the U.S. on the day of the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
A pair of KC Rep Theater tickets up for grabs if you get the right answer to this. About 60% of people in the world will never see this. What are we talking about?
I want to find out. So let's start with Rebecca in Harrisonville. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
What are we not going to see?
Solar eclipse.
Oh, Oh, that's a great guess, because that's coming up tomorrow. We have another lunar eclipse.
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah. And the blood moon? Yeah, we'll talk about that here in a little bit with news. But no, that is not it. Good guess, though.
Now you're scaring me with all these phrases. Blood moon. Joey, good morning.
Morning.
All right. What's your guess here of what we'll never see?
The ball's in kickoff.
Oh, no.
Or the light of day?
No. No.
Daniel, you want to take a shot at what are 60% of people never going to see?
Well, my first guess is something else, so I'm going to just say retirement.
No.
Retirement.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Not it.
Right. Maybe some retirement funds.
Aw, that's sad. That's true.
816-576-7102 if you have a guess.
You have a blood moon tomorrow morning on your way into work. It's going to be here in Kansas City. They say the best time to see this stuff is going to be between 6:15 and 6:30. So right about this time tomorrow is when it's going to be the best chance for us to see the reddish-orange hue of a blood moon.
And then some sort of eclipse activity?
Yeah. This is the kind where the Earth moves in between the sun and the moon.
Ah, gotcha. Yep. Okay.
Go ahead and bust out your glasses, though.
Oh, yeah, I kept those, right.
Just for fun.
Yeah,
I'm still so mad. You know, when people talked about the eclipse as one of the big events of 2017, we were doing the year-end wrap, and I'm like, we didn't see it. 10 minutes before the storm and the clouds moved in, and it rained on us. And
you can Google it.
I didn't see it. I'm so mad.
The same on Google. It's totally different.
So I taped the TV special, but what good does that do me? I mean, come on.
It's like fireworks in a picture. Yay. They're so pretty.
We'll take a few more here before we take the break. Let's go to Gladstone here. Stephanie, good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
All right, you want to take a shot at this? What are we not going to see?
I'm going to say snow.
Yes, snow. Uh-huh. About 60% of people will never see snow. You got it.
That's sad.
I know. I love snow. I want another good snow day where we have like 2 feet fall within 2 hours.
Oh, come on. Are we past that now?
I love that.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Just one good day to snuggle and watch movies with the kids. Come on.
I think I could do that, though.
There you go. All right. Well, you got it. We're going to send you to the KC Repertory Theater to see The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime.
Cool.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Yes, we have Win 'Em Before You Can Buy 'Em Elton John tickets. We'll give those away about 8:20 this morning. But right now, celebrating birthdays, Academy Award-winning actor Gene Hackman is 88.
Oh.
Musician Phil Collins is 67.
Jesus.
Academy Award...
Wrong button.
Academy Award-winning actor Christian Bale is 44. And from That 70s Show, actor Wilmer Valderrama is 38. So Tom Hanks is headed to the neighborhood. The 61-year-old actor is stepping into Mr. Rogers' shoes in his upcoming biopic, You Are My Friend. Sony TriStar Pictures announced the film is going to follow the budding friendship between a cynical journalist and Fred Rogers. Film production scheduled to begin this fall, but the producer did not say when it would hit the big screen. I think that's perfect casting. Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm. That's actually, pretty good. Who didn't hear this music when they were a kid and just felt... calmed, and
I feel calm now.
Like some fun was about to come your way. You're going to learn a little something.
Shaylee, was this earlier than your time?
I remember watching it, but yeah.
You don't seem as relaxed as we do. I don't feel like this shaped,
a little weird.
It didn't shape your childhood the same way.
Trolley would come out. Daniel Tiger.
And I don't feel like anything bad ever came out about him, did it? Like, I feel like all the stories that came out, he was a good guy.
Always on the up and up, yeah. The Queen was a little annoying. Everybody else was kind of pretty cool for the most part.
Wasn't it all puppets?
It was, yes.
Okay.
I think Fred did the voice of all of them. But that's because he was trying to do the Queen voice, and he was like the Queen.
So it was as good as your impression.
It's a 4-year-old Brian had no time for that.
Super Bowl coming up this weekend. Sting has signed on to play the NFL tailgate party before the Super Bowl, along with country star Darius Rucker. He's now a country star. Hootie and the Blowfish.
Wagon Wheel made him a country star.
Okay. Haven't heard him in a while. Portions of the performances will be televised on NBC's Super Bowl pregame show, and Sting will also perform a song with Shaggy. Set your DVR for that.
We already saw that. How much are they going to push this on us?
You get it again right before your Super Bowl.
People are so mad about that at the Grammys. Now we get to get it again in the Super Bowl?
And Michelle Obama has selected Ellen DeGeneres for her first post-White House TV interview. The former First Lady is going to appear on Thursday's Ellen DeGeneres Show to help celebrate the host's 60th birthday.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
From the text line, a perfect song to listen to as I drive to school during flu season. Wah, wah. Somebody else on my Facebook page just said the flu finally caught me.
Again, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. Knowing what we went through, would I want to live through it again? No.
No. And y'all had it. At least you guys were all kind of at the same time. And it wasn't like one person down and then the next week the next person's down. Ugh.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It's bad news.
I think February is actually supposed to be the worst month for the flu. So it's not going to get better anytime soon.
No. Not looking forward to it. And they say that if you've had it, you can get it again. So,
well, that's fun.
Yeah.
Shut your
Everybody
mouth.
Wash your hands. Spray this place down. Like the best thing is if you're sick, just don't go to work. Don't go to school. Don't do anything. Just stay home. Get well.
Just stay home and boil your hands. That's all you can do. But on the good side, today is National Plan for Vacation Day. This is a real thing. It's January 30th. It's meant to remind people to make use of the vacation time that they have coming. Apparently, American workers let more than 600 million vacation days go unused. We have a very simple way for you to use some of your vacation days.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be broadcasting live from Disney World. That's the one down in Orlando, Florida. We'll be there at the end of July into early August to celebrate our birthdays. We would love for you to come along. And Suitcase of Dreams has put together these packages that are incredible. Like the kind where you go, oh, my family could actually afford that. We could actually make that happen.
Yeah, and the great part is with us, the perks that they're going to have, I mean, they're going to get the ability to do different tours, to go see different things that maybe the average person can't go just get into.
Some VIP experiences that you will never be able to book on your own,
right,
that only Suitcase of Dreams can put together for you. So go check it out. We have all the details at kc1021.com. Join us. The dates are somewhat flexible. If you can't go exactly when we're broadcasting live, if you can go around that time, these prices will still be the same. So check it all out at our website.
And check out our party plane if you can go down with us.
You just want a kazoo for
I'm telling
like
you, it's
going to
be a kazoo
people.
Of a time. Why don't you learn the ukulele?
Me?
And we'll duet.
Okay.
How about I bring an accordion and
yes,
we'll just have some ridiculous
talking.
Sort of weird owl.
Can I just play with the lights? That's what I'll do.
Oh, my. See, now I don't even want to be on our plane.
Oh, nice job.
What?
For fun.
Don't fly with us. Save yourselves. Get some noise-canceling headphones and have a quiet trip down to Disney World. Thousands of Americans are hoping to watch the super blue blood moon and lunar eclipse. NASA claims this rare celestial trifecta can best be seen in its totality from places like Arizona, California, Oregon, Washington, Alaska, Hawaii, and parts of Nevada. But this is happening early tomorrow morning. This month's second full moon will appear 14% bigger and 30% brighter. Only those viewing the total eclipse will see the reddish-orange hue of a blood moon. Here in the Midwest, they say the best time to see will be 6:15 to 6:30 in the morning. So if you get up early and on your drive-in, you want to check for that. Number 7, Kansas, jumped out to an early lead, smothered K-State 70-56 in Manhattan. KU improves to 18-4 overall, leads the Big 12 with a 7-2 record.
On Kansas' birthday, nonetheless.
I know, right? What are we, 157?
Yes.
Don't look a day over 120.
Not at all. Looking good.
And it happens to the best of us. Carrie Underwood got pulled over by the police for the first time ever yesterday. She was pretty much traumatized by the experience. She tweeted, "Well, it happened today. After 18 years, I can no longer say I've never been pulled over for speeding. I feel so ashamed. I may or may not have cried in my car after the cop let me go. Hashtag rule follower. Hashtag granny driver. Hashtag I'm sorry."
Oh, she cried and got out of the ticket?
No, she says she cried in the car after the cop let her go.
Oh.
So it wasn't the cry tactic. And I've been there where I start crying and it's honestly not for the cop because trust me, my brother's a cop. I know that doesn't help.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't help but cry because I see the $125 floating through my head.
Right.
And I immediately, I'm like, I don't have that money. Stupid insurance is going to go up. But she's 34 years old and this is her first time being pulled over. That's impressive.
Wow. That is impressive, yeah.
But she said for speeding. Did you catch that? She said that was the first time being pulled over for speeding.
True.
I got pulled over a lot in my 20s.
Did you?
I mean, uncountable number of times.
Really?
Yeah, only because... Here's
oh,
why.
Boy, this will be good.
Right.
I used to commute from Lawrence to Topeka every day at 4 in the morning.
Okay.
So, A, nobody's on the road at 4 in the morning between Lawrence and Topeka. B, I had a Mustang that was not mine, but I got to drive a Mustang for a long period of time. During the time that I had that, I chose to go over the speed limit because it was a Mustang and it was I-70.
I'm sure you did,
and
yes.
And how much, when you say you chose to go over the speed limit, how much are we talking? Are we talking
mean,
like a couple miles? Five?
At the time it was 70, which I think now they've upped it to 75, but it was a 70 mile per hour zone.
Okay.
I was probably doing 80.
Hmm.
I'm going to go with
that. That's a bit higher.
Okay, so if you said, though, that you used the crying tactic, how many do you think you got out of? How many tickets?
At one point, I was keeping track, and I had been pulled over 14 times and had zero tickets.
Oh, what?
14 times?
Oh, that was just a six-month span, Shaylee.
Oh, my
God. I'm not kidding you. No, I'm not kidding.
14 in 6 months?
Look, I was terrible, and I never got a ticket.
Past tense?
Never got a ticket. But
wow, you would have been, like, banished from driving.
I know. Wow. But then I learned, well, once I got
Did
rid
you?
Of the Mustang and I had a crappy car that wouldn't go that fast, I learned, and I'm not recommending it. And trust me, I'm telling you, I know that causes accidents. It's a terrible thing. I was a dumb kid.
Wow.
Thank God we didn't have phones back then.
14 times in 6 months?
Shaylee, I had a problem.
I've had two tickets in my life, and I feel like I'm the worst.
Oh, no, I've been pulled over well over 20 times.
I'm just dumbfounded that you've been pulled over.
I was going to say all for speeding, but there was one suspicion of drunk driving, which I was not.
I was
good night.
I wasn't. I was eating a chicken sandwich.
I swear.
I'll tell that story in a little bit. We want your stories, too. We'll get into those as we get ready to give away some Discover the Dinosaurs passes for this weekend.
Yeah, turn it to something kid-related. Pulled over 14 times. Jeez. 6 months.
Not one ticket.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Before we get to this traffic, because the person who reads us the traffic every day, we found out is one of the worst offenders. But we have a special phone call here just for you, Jen.
Oh, no. Please tell me it's not my dad. Please
it's your dad.
No, stop it.
Jen's dad, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Well, great. How are you?
I was fine until something made me sick to my stomach when I heard about my daughter acting like she was all innocent and got out of those tickets just because she could bat her eyelashes and flirt with the cops.
We should probably preface this by saying my dad is the former undersheriff of Wyandotte County.
And Jen is really red right now, like genuinely.
Yeah, I used to get these calls from friends and troopers and say, yeah, we saw your daughter again.
That is not true.
See, parents always know more than they let on.
Got a call from air traffic control one day. They said, yeah, we had to put her on radar to get her to come in on landing. She was going so fast.
They do call me old Leadfoot.
No.
Jeez. And so don't you tell anybody you got out of it just because you were sweet.
I didn't,
and
no.
I
got, no, that's not why I got out of it. There were times I genuinely cried because the fear of the money and losing the car was very big and very real.
Yeah, didn't have anything to do that you always would drop little hints on who your dad was.
No. Oh,
my dad's,
the, oh,
my dad's the chief of police. How are you guys doing? Don't you, even lie to me.
Did you carry his business card with you?
Here, could you just hand that ticket to my dad, your boss?
Yeah.
Could you do that? That'd be great. Thanks.
Yeah. That's all I got to say about that. Mm-hmm. You guys have a good day.
Right.
You
yes,
too.
You too.
Bye.
That was just mean.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Your stories of getting pulled over.
On the text line, somebody said,
ladies and gentlemen,
so I'm driving and laughing at the story with Jen's dad, and I look over, and the guy next to me is picking his nose, and he flips me off because he thinks I'm laughing at him. Oh, sir, she's not laughing at your nose. That's great.
Oh, dude, that fits another phone topic that we talked about before. People seeing bad things in the car.
Oh, and someone else is backing me up saying it wasn't my fault I got pulled over so much. It was the Mustang. He had the same problem on I-70. He drove a Mustang, got pulled over multiple times.
Oh, really?
See?
Oh, yeah, right.
Not our fault.
Mm-hmm.
8165.
Guns don't kill people either. People kill people.
Mustangs
kill
people.
It was Mustang fault.
No, I'm sorry.
Mustangs just speed.
5767102. You can call or text with your stories. We do have some tickets to give away. Real quick from the text line, I was pulled over after a Chiefs game for suspicion of drunk driving, but I was lost. That's why I kept making so many turns. The officer approached my door, asked for my license. I went to get it out of my back pocket, and he put his hand on his gun like I was doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely cried on that one.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
Yep.
Let's go to Dominique here on the phone lines and see what she has to say. Dominique, hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. You have a story about getting pulled over?
Well, yes, sort of. So when I was a teenager, my mom had a green station wagon, you know, just a dork mobile. And I'm running around with either my sisters or friends or whatever, but I used to clown around. So we would, you know, if I'd pull up to a stoplight and see a muscle car, I'd kind of rev the engine like, you want to go? You know, let's do it. Anyway, so I'm doing that and just laughing and giving him the look like, let's do it, let's do it. So he revved his engine back at me and was laughing and stuff. So we did. We just kind of drag raced for a minute. And, you know, and I really did it, but just, you know, there's no way I could win. But at the end of the drag race, he was laughing and then showed me his badge.
Oh, no!
He didn't pull me over or anything, but you should have seen our faces. I'm sure he laughed about that for a long time.
Wow.
Somebody in this grocery go-getter wants to challenge me.
Oh, hell yeah. We were the baddest in town.
Yeah.
Now I'm picturing the movie Better Off Dead, you know, where he's racing everybody in the station wagon. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's
that
great.
Oh,
and if
that's
the groceries
great.
Weren't weighing me down, I'm sure I would have won.
Awesome. Do you want some tickets? Can we give you some Discover the Dinosaurs passes? Or you want to go see 50 Shades Freed or Mavericks Hockey? What do you want?
I have two little kids that would love you if you did that. The dinosaur ones, yeah.
Fantastic. We'll give you a 4-pack. You can head out to Bartle Hall this weekend.
Kick butt. You just made my weekend.
Yay.
Awesome. Dominique, you hold on for 1 second, all right? Thanks for sharing.
Okay, thanks.
And slow down. Don't start racing people, my gosh.
I never know when it's going to be a cop.
Right? Let's go. I want to check this line here.
Uh-oh.
Line one. This is Sean from Topeka. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. You were the badge in Topeka for quite some time. Did you ever pull Jen over?
I pulled over a gal. Well, pulled over plenty of women like Jen doing that. But what the funny thing was, I was on duty one day, and I get a phone call from a fellow trooper. I recently got divorced, and the trooper knew it. He says, "Hey, I got your ex-wife over. She's pulling out your name."
Oh, no.
I said, "Okay." He goes, "Well, got her doing, you know, like 15 over. What do you want me to do?" And I said, "Well, I'm not married to her. Give her a ticket."
And did he?
About 15 minutes later after he released her, I got a phone call from her, and she kept ditching.
Oh, I bet she did.
Yep.
Oh, no.
She was upset, so.
It's not my insurance anymore.
That's right. I bet you've heard all kinds of good excuses over the years. What are some of the good things? Because, like, my brother told me that people will say, "Oh, I have diarrhea. I'm trying to get to the bathroom." Like, they pull all kinds of things out.
The funniest one was a guy said, pulled him over, and said, "You were 55 miles an hour." And he goes, "Well, I didn't plan on being out that long."
What?
Yeah. I said, "What the heck is time frame?" He goes, 55 miles an hour. I wanted to get home sooner than that. So I thought it was pretty good. I let him off on a warning.
That's great. Well, thanks for the call. I'm sure at some point you have pulled me over, quite frankly, because Topeka was the place for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, bless your dad for doing what he does.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, sir.
For being my dad and an officer. Because what do you have to put up with?
You guys take care.
Thank you.
Aisha, you too. Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
From the text line, I was pulled over for speeding, and I'm convinced the only reason I didn't get a ticket is because I was dressed as Santa. I had just played Santa for my wife's class.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. You should try that out, Truda.
I got pulled over. I was about 16. I was in my pickup truck. Girlfriend and I were heading, trying to head down to, because we had friends in Brookside there that lived down there by Main Street or so, Warnell, that area by Loose Park. And we're driving around. I'm trying to find this guy's house. It's all dark, and they all look the same. And so suddenly the lights behind us, and the cop walks up and says, well, you know, truck looks like yours has been using a lot of robberies around here. So, and I'm like, well, you know, we're just trying to find this guy's house. And he's searching the flashlight through the truck. And if it's the dead of winter, I've got a ski mask in there.
No!
I've got like all these. I'm going, no, no, really. It's just cold. It's just cold. I'm not, we're not like casing houses, I swear.
He's got a crowbar and duct tape. And a ski
mask. That's just to make my truck run. I'm not doing anything, officer.
Oh, gosh. Shaylee, don't follow our example. Don't be us.
No.
You be safe.
Clean it up.
All right. All Access coming up. So the DJ who lost to Taylor Swift in the lawsuit, he has a new gig. And who may be leaving The Voice? I'll tell you.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
So David Mueller, the DJ that groped Taylor Swift, allegedly, who lost the lawsuit against her, just got a new job. He's going to be at a country station in Mississippi that's about 2.5 hours south of Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, do you really think that's a good idea to have him go on a country station when she's probably going to be coming through at some point? She is pretty loyal to her country stations. He's going to go under a different name, though. He's going to go under the stage name Stonewall Jackson on the Jackson and John Bob show. Yeah.
Well, just change your name. It's all, everybody
right.
forgets about it. You know?
It's fine.
Yeah.
Have you always used your name, your real name?
I have, yes.
See, I used to be Jenny Page, and then I was Jennifer Page, and then I was Jennifer
right.
Simon. And now I'm back to my actual name, Jennifer Johnson.
I wouldn't be able to keep it straight.
I know, right?
Well, I was in the phone book up until probably
there was a phone book.
2007. Yeah, that's a good. What's a phone book?
Well, he's not officially on the website yet, but it sounds like it's actually happening soon. So, rule number one of radio: don't grope Taylor Swift.
But does she still go to country? I mean, this latest album, she's nowhere near country
no,
anymore.
No, she's not. But I mean, I don't know. I don't know what her Mississippi numbers are like.
But you know that station needs publicity, and this brings their callers to the forefront.
Mm-hmm. Rule number two of radio, don't be rude to Tom Brady's kid. You're going to get fired.
Oh, I saw that.
So a Boston radio host named Alex Raymer has been suspended after making rude comments about Tom Brady's daughter, who's only 5.
Mm-hmm.
He does a kind of a YouTube series, and he was on the air, and he was talking about the episode, and he called her, quote, an annoying little pissant on the air.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't say that, especially when that station cluster just had signed a multi-million dollar deal with the New England Patriots to do all kinds of stuff with Tom Brady and the team. Maybe you don't talk about Tom Brady, and it pains me to defend Tom Brady.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. But anybody's kids. Kids are off limits.
Yeah, no, you family's off limits, right.
Exactly, and that's what Tom had said. But Tom's going to play in his 8th Super Bowl on Sunday night, so he's going to be just fine. And he did say he hoped that the guy did not get fired, which he didn't. He was going to be suspended.
We can still make fun of Tom Brady, though, right? We're still good
there?
Yeah,
just not that hard.
Oh, sure.
Haircut. Right. Your hair looks ridiculous. Would you get a haircut, Tom Brady? You make gajillions of dollars a minute.
By the way, have you watched that series?
No.
I mean, in his unbelievably big house and just...
Oh, it's disgusting.
Yeah, it's so...
You're saying
so good looking.
It's supermodel and an NFL player have
man.
Money? Is that what you're telling me?
I know.
And they live in a gorgeous house with their gorgeous kids and...
Yep.
Yeah.
Or pissant kids, according to that guy.
Don't say that, though.
Look, go watch it again. 5th time.
And rumors are flying about Adam Levine maybe leaving The Voice. His wife just announced a couple months ago that they're having baby number 2, and she wants him home more. There's going to be 2 kids under the age of 3, which I don't disagree with her. And he's been on The Voice since 2011. Said it's not been smooth sailing. He's kind of butted heads with Miley Cyrus and Alicia Keys quite a bit. And, quote, Adam can't stand Miley because he thinks she's the most obnoxious person ever. That's what Radar Online said. But he already said who he wants to fill his spot. Maybe I'd let Bruno Mars in the door. We'll see how many kids Justin Timberlake has and if he needs another job. Otherwise, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake is not going to come The Voice.
I don't think so, but one can dream. And they're going to be here September 11th. of September.
Maroon 5.
Yeah, Maroon 5.
Yep.
Maybe, yeah. So that's your All Access.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Speaking of prom, we're actually already getting some things going. Things are in the works, so if you have a kid who will be heading out to prom, make sure you keep listening to KC1021 because I know it's very, very expensive, and we will help you with that. So just keep listening. We've got stuff coming down the road with prom.
Sweet.
Yeah.
It's zombie prom. You've been working on that for a few years.
That's... We're not doing a zombie prom. We're not doing...
We're just talking about The Walking Dead over here off the air.
No. No, none of that. Just regular old prom. Just making it cheaper for you.
Okay. Colleen, congrats. You won the tickets for 50 Shades. Darker, darkest.
Freed.
Married, whatever it is.
You were just saying how you've never read a single word of any of the books, never seen a second of any of the movies, nothing.
Right. And I'm proud of it.
Yeah. No, I think that's probably good. It's one of those things people either love it and are so excited for it, or it's not your thing at all. And for me, I tried to read the first book, and I was like, ew, no. And not because of the material. It just was poorly written to me.
Oh, that's what I've heard.
Like, literature-wise, terribly written. So I was like, no, I'm out. Shaylee, you saw.
Uh-huh.
You've seen both movies.
I saw the second one. I have not seen the first one, but I'm going to go
watch
it. How
did you jump right into the second one?
Because I read the books.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. I knew what would happen, but yeah, I don't know. I'm going to go see it.
I do think this one looks, to be honest, better than the other ones, because in the trailer, like, she talks about she's getting pregnant and they're married and it's a whole story. Like, it seems like there's more storyline to this one.
Right.
So, I don't know. We have more advanced screening passes to give away all this week.
So the first one was like a prawn. Just hey, the pizza guy's here. Let's get some whips out. All right.
Wow.
I'm sure that's just how it happened.
Is that how it goes
okay,
in your
this
head?
Is it. You guys start giving me books and movies, and I, without seeing them, will try to discern the plot line to it. So for me, 50 Shades in my head is, well, she's a reporter. I know that much. She interviews him.
Uh-huh.
He gets out the whips and chains. End of the movie.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it.
There's a few things that happen in between there, but okay.
No, I think that's a pretty good summation.
Yeah.
How about the Hungry Caterpillar?
She's
what
like,
you got for that
oh,
one?
Oh, you're hot. Let's go get the whips. You know, that's pretty much it.
That was really strange.
Hungry Caterpillar?
I was trying to come up with a random book for you to...
What about Aladdin?
Oh, man. Big news out of Kansas City this morning. Harley-Davidson confirming that the company will close its Kansas City plant and move all operations to York, Pennsylvania by July of 2019. The president and CEO of Harley-Davidson said in a news release, "The decision to consolidate our final assembly plants was made after very careful consideration of our manufacturing footprint and the appropriate capacity given the current business environment. Our Kansas City assembly operations will leave a legacy of safety, quality, collaboration, and manufacturing leadership." President Trump thinks that tonight's State of the Union address will be a good one. At the White House yesterday, Trump called and said it would be a big and important speech that will cover a lot of territory. Huge. The State of the Union address is set for about 8 o'clock tonight. Trump plans to talk about immigration reform, the strong economy, and the big Republican tax cut bill that he signed last month. Fewer people tuning in to watch the Grammys. Sunday night's 3.5-hour presentation of the 60th Grammy Awards on CBS brought in 19.81 million viewers. It was a 24% drop from last year. That sounds pretty significant to me. 24% drop from last year, the lowest numbers since 2009. Some of the songs performed Sunday night, though, enjoying huge sales increases. According to music industry experts, the tracks performed on the show collectively earned a nearly 330% uptick in download sales in the U.S. on the day of the show.
Can we start combining the Grammys with the State of the Union?
Oh.
We'll just have, you know, come out and, like, Cardi B raps a little bit of it. And
Pink can do the national anthem. It'll be amazing.
Yeah.
This sounds weird.
I feel like there are some celebrities that would not participate in this.
For sure.
I feel like
that's a good point.
Going
right?
to be tough to pull.
They were kind of polar opposites.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Looking forward to this show.
Tickets
next year.
I know. $49.50, $124.50, and $224.50 are ticket prices.
Okay.
They go on sale this Friday. The show is February 13th of 2019, or you can just win them now. I have 10 envelopes sealed sitting in front of me, a pair of Elton John tickets sitting in one of them. You pick a number. We'll open it.
All right. We start at work with Annette. Good morning, Annette.
Hi.
What are you feeling? What number do you think?
I'm thinking number 3.
3. Envelope number 3, sealed by Brian Truda.
Mm-hmm. With a kiss.
Ew.
I mean, I at least licked them all.
Oh, no tickets in number three. I'm sorry.
Wow. Okay.
All right, thank you. Amy, your turn. Number three is off the board, so what's your guess?
Going with number nine.
Number nine. Number nine. Number nine. Nine times?
Nine times.
I don't remember Ferris being up to it nine times. No tickets in number nine.
Oh, darn.
So sorry. Try again tomorrow.
All right, Debbie and Casey Moe. Debbie, three and nine off the board. How about your guess?
I'm going to say number seven.
Number seven. Lucky number seven. Could be.
Okay. I did a good job on those envelopes, didn't
Seriously
I?
Seriously sealed.
You're welcome.
Seven is not so lucky today.
Darn it.
All right, let's go to Becky. Becky, good morning. You've heard
number 10.
There
number
we go.
Number 10 still available. What's going on with you today? Are you at work?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be quiet.
Okay.
I'm sorry it's empty.
Oh. Okay. Thank you.
Right. Oh, she was very friendly about it.
Yesterday, our Disney winner was at work, and she said the boss came up to her desk right when we had called her.
It was the Elton ticket winner.
It was the Elton winner.
Yeah.
Okay, right, right.
She said her boss came up right when she was saying good morning to us, and she was like, oh, no, but she didn't get in trouble. Everything was good.
All right, let's go to Carney. Here's Cole. Good morning, Cole.
Hello?
Morning.
I promise there's tickets in one of these envelopes. Just tell me which one it is.
Go five.
Five.
Okay.
Opening number five. No tickets in number five.
All right.
Man. Okay.
I'm telling you, I put them in.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, Gene from KCK. Gene, give it a shot.
How about number four?
Number four. Mm-hmm. What's going on in KCK today?
Hanging out at work.
There you go. I heard it was a beautiful sunrise. We have no windows here. I wouldn't know.
Didn't speed to get there, did you?
Yeah. number four is empty, my friend. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
Joey, keep running those phones. 576-7102.
Yep. Get a winner eventually. Let's go to Olathe. There's Karen. Good morning, Karen.
Hello, Karen. Do you have a number to give us?
How about four?
We just tried four and it was empty.
Okay, I missed that one. Six.
Six is available. No, they're not in six.
All right, thank you.
Sorry.
All right, Karen, thank you for trying. We're getting down to...
We have three envelopes left.
The last of it, okay. Olathe, we're going to try Adrian. Good morning, Adrian.
Hi, good morning. Let's try number one.
Lucky number one. Adrian.
What?
It's a good day for you.
You're kidding me.
Elton John, February 13th, 2019. You have tickets, and they are not even on sale yet.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Yeah. What are you doing today, Adrian?
I'm a stay-at-home mom, so I'm just hanging out with my five-year-old today.
Ah, cool, cool.
Excellent. Who are you going to take to this show with you?
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea. I'm sure I'm going to have a lot of phone calls today.
Well, you've got a year to plan. Plenty of time. Make them fight
awesome.
For it.
Yay, thank you so much, you guys.
You're
All
welcome.
Right, you are welcome. Thank you for listening. And hold on a second. Joey's got the info there for you.
I was getting a little nervous by the end. I'm like, I did put them in there, right?
Thanks. That would be just the day.
How awful would that be? We get to the end, we're like, oops.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
The 80s weekend striking up again this Friday afternoon with Natalie as she unveils another weekend of all 80s. Just in time for a super weekend.
Celebrating birthdays today, Academy Award-winning actor Gene Hackman is 88. Musician Phil Collins is 67. Academy Award-winning actor Christian Bale is 44. And from that 70s show, actor Wilmer Valderrama is 38.
You think Phil Collins gets fall down sober for his birthday?
You know what? He's an older gentleman. He took a trip over a toilet in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't appreciate your mockery of a legend.
Okay. All right.
Shaylee, what band was Phil Collins in? Oh my gosh.
Oh.
I'm closing my eyes right now. Please tell me you're kidding.
Uh-huh.
You don't know what band Phil Collins was in?
Yeah.
Before he went solo.
Hold on.
Don't go.
Don't get your Googler machine
Joey,
out.
Joey, restore my faith in millennials, please.
He was in Genesis.
Genesis. That's what I was going to say. Genesis.
I believe that's what Shelley was going to say.
Thank you, Joey.
Favorite Gene Hackman movie?
What?
Anyone?
Oh, the best. love you guys. I'll cry. I can just cry talking about it.
Hoosiers.
Best of all time. That's a, not even just the greatest Gene Hackman movie. It's the greatest movie of all time.
What's happening?
How do you not cry watching Hoosiers? Tom Hanks has a new movie coming out, and he's headed to the neighborhood. The 61-year-old is stepping into Mr. Rogers' shoes in his upcoming biopic, You Are My Friend. Sony TriStar Pictures announced the film will follow the budding friendship between a cynical journalist and Fred Rogers. Film production scheduled to begin this fall, but no word on when it's going to hit the big screens. I think this is perfect casting. Tom Hanks is
really
Mr.
Is.
Rogers?
Yep.
That's brilliant. Sting signed on to play the NFL tailgate party before the Super Bowl, along with Darius Rucker. Portions of the performances are going to be televised on NBC's Super Bowl pregame show, and Sting is also going to perform a song with Shaggy.
Was the world clamoring for this or what?
I don't think so.
This is the point where I'm up at the snack portion of my Super Bowl partying, where I'm just focusing on the eating. Michelle Obama has selected Ellen DeGeneres for her first post-White House TV interview. The former First Lady is going to appear on Thursday's Ellen DeGeneres show to help celebrate the host's 60th birthday.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.